what you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Kevin McCullough, thanking you for being here. And if you missed any part of the conversation today, and some really inspiring stuff, again, the story of Istvan Kopar coming here as an immigrant and then winning the Golden Globe Circumference of the World race. It's only run like every 25 or 30 years, something like that. And only American to have ever completed the course. Truly amazing. And he came in fourth this year. And I think that that's just, I'm inspired by that. And the fact that he came here not looking for America to cater to him, but he wanted to learn the language and wanted to become fully an American. Just really, really cool. If you missed that, or if you missed our Freedom Defense segment today with Kevin Terrio of Alliance Defending Freedom, or my fiery monologue at the top of the hour, go back and get the podcast. It is available on SoundCloud, is available on iTunes, Kevin McCullough Radio or KMC Radio in either case. And you can often also just get the podcast off our social media feed, as Alex is doing such a good job of making sure that's available as quickly as he can every day as well. Now, I was up super early this morning. For some reason, like 2:15 rolled around. I kind of like laying there wondering why I'm awake. I got up and ate an apple, so I walked around my house for a little while. And then I pulled up Twitter, and I ran across this three-day-old article from the New York Times that was really quite interesting. The New York Times reported on a study favorably in which it pointed out that the happiest married women in America by an overwhelming margin are religious conservative women. Now, what was the outcry on Twitter? Because it was the New York Times published the link on Twitter. It wasn't some advocate posting the link. The reaction to the New York Times post were several hundred, maybe a thousand or more comments from bitter, angry women saying how this study couldn't possibly be true. And about 99% of those women were both single, liberal, and additionally atheist in most cases. And I thought, man, talk about proof texting. All you have to do is read the comments of the very post to see how much truth is communicated in the study. I've got that linked up, by the way, at Twitter if you want to go find it. But just really, and if you read the article, it's compelling stuff. The evidence that they gave in the study was overwhelming. But then read the comments in reaction to it. It's like some of those people reacting don't even know a religious woman who happens to be married and evidently quite happy in life. The happiest, in fact, of all women in America today. I'm Kevin McCullough. We'll see you next time.